This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the Taliban are sentencing Afghanistan's women to a dark future without opportunity by banning them from attending universities. Speaking at a news conference, Blinken said the Taliban-run administration will fail in its efforts to improve relations with the rest of the world unless the militants reverse the ban.
The decision that we just heard come from the Taliban on denying opportunities for women to go to universities, girls to go to school. I think what you've already heard is a chorus of condemnation from around the world, and not only from us, but from countries, virtually every continent, including Muslim countries, which I think is in and of itself important and powerful.
Blinken warned that if the decision is not reversed, there will be consequences. He didn't elaborate. Ukrainian servicemen on Donetsk region front lines welcomed the news of more heavy equipment on Thursday, hours after the United States announced a new $1.85 billion military aid package. The package was announced after President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress in his first foreign wartime visit. The U.S. has sent about $50 billion in assistance to Kyiv as Europe's biggest land conflict since 1945 drags on, killing tens of thousands of people, driving millions from their homes, and reducing cities to ruins. This week, the U.S. pledged to provide Ukraine with Patriot missiles. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday the Patriot air defense system that the U.S. is supplying to Ukraine is an old weapon system and that Russia would be able to counter it with its S-300 system. Putin said Russia wants an end to the war in Ukraine and for it to end with diplomatic negotiations. VOA News. Russian Foreign Deputy Prime Minister, former Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin said Thursday he required surgery after being hurt in a blast in Russia-occupied Ukraine. It was the latest in a series of attacks on pro-Moscow officials. Rogozin was hurt on Wednesday when Ukrainian shells hit the hotel room where he was staying in Donetsk. That's a town controlled by Russian proxies since 2014. Earlier, authorities in a Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's southern Kherson region said a local official had been killed Thursday in a car bomb attack. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning Americans to be careful as a winter storm threatens much of the nation over the Christmas weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid.
As he received a briefing on the storm.
It's dangerous and threatening. This is really a very serious weather.
The president urged holiday travelers to bump up their itineraries.
Leave now.
Saying he's told his staff to do the same.
They can talk to me on the phone. It's not life and death, but it will be if they don't get out. They may not get out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
An anti-crime group is calling on the government to investigate social media's role in the deadly spread of fentanyl. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The National Crime Prevention Council, known for its ads featuring McGruff the crime dog, is concerned about the sale of fake pills laced with fentanyl on Snapchat, the social media platform popular among teens. The group has asked the Justice Department to investigate what it says are drug transactions on the platform. It says Snapchat's encrypted technology and disappearing messages makes it especially hard to catch dealers. Snapchat's parent company says it has improved the platform's safety and that drug complaints are down. Overdose deaths in the U.S. hit a record last year. I'm Norman Hall.
During a Christmas address delivered Thursday evening, U.S. President Biden said the season is a time for reflection, and he hopes Americans can see past their political differences.
My hope this Christmas season is that we take a few moments of quiet reflection, find that stillness in the heart of Christmas. It's at the heart of Christmas. And look, really look at each other, not as Democrats or Republicans, not as members of Team Red or Team Blue, but as who we really are, fellow Americans.
The U.S. population grew by 1.2 million people this year, with growth largely driven by international migration. The nation now has 333.2 million residents. That's according to estimates released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.